Well, no, not... I mean, that's not how we see it as an association of vocation directors. I suppose we'd see it in a much broader perspective in that, you know, everybody, through baptism, everybody is called, and that call demands a response. But whatever way we respond to it, whether it's through, you know, the single life, married life, religious life, priesthood, you know, or whatever the kind of work we do, that's our response. So vocation is much broader. Okay, in the past, it tended to be seen as simply religious life and priesthood. And I think even the word vocation has that narrow connotation. But so far, we haven't been able to come up with a word kind of that gives the same idea. But maybe we will, you know. But I guess that's what we're looking at, that sort of wider idea of response where, you know, we're baptized, we're called to follow Christ, all of us, and we have to respond to that in some way. So I know in the past, and maybe in some people's minds, it is seen in the narrow connotation, but we'd hope to see it in that broader sense. And I suppose what we're trying to do is to promote that sort of idea. Of course, as an association of religious vocation directors, we are also looking at religious life and, you know, the diocesan priesthood and the religious priest, we're looking at priesthood and the brothers. But the actual celebration on Vocation Sunday that we're having in these four centres, Armagh, Cathedral, Glendalough, Clonmacnoise and Guggenbar, is a celebration of vocation, of all the call of the baptised. Mm. And, you know, we'd like to look on it in that light and celebrate it in that way. So that's basically what it's about. And of course, there is the other dimension of the religious life and priesthood. So it's just a sort of mini pilgrimage for an hour and a half in each centre with prayer and music and song. And we'd hope as many people as possible would gather at these sites, which are essentially places where faith was lived out and developed over the centuries.
Mm. I suppose also, though, for many people, when you say you want to broaden it out, that for people in the congregation listening, they will actually think priesthood, religious life, brothers and missionaries. So how can you explain to people, maybe who in the past weren't conscious of they themselves having a calling to be part of ministry, that they now have that call, and that what areas can they be involved in, or how can they take up that role?
Well, I suppose people can be involved just simply through their own lives. You know, that we're baptised, we respond to it through, you know, our faith, through our prayer, through, you know, the sacraments, through the many, many ways. And people respond in different ways. But the belief in Christ and the opportunities to kind of bring about, you know, justice and, you know, help people who need help, support people who are in difficult situations. And that's accessible to anybody in any walk of life. You know, we may not look on the small things that we do as vocational or as sort of living out our Christian vocation, but they are. There are other particular ministries within the church. You know, people can go on the missions for, they don't necessarily need to be in religious life or be a priest or a sister or brother to actually go out on the missions and work for short or longer period of time. The society, you know, people like the Vincent de Paul, the Legion of Mary, the Vittorius Christi, all the organisations that we know about that do great work, you know, and other, you know, organisations, too numerous to mention really, that people are engaged in and that are not necessarily, you know, part of the church, but that actually work for the same goals and have the same values and that. So people, you know, living out their faith in those ways, and even, you know, people who are married, bringing up their families, trying to, you know, sustain their children in faith, trying to pass on the faith, all that is, you know, that's all vocational. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe we need to educate ourselves or to kind of redevelop our thoughts around vocation and around call. Mm. You
know? Though yet, I suppose, the need for the actual ordained ministry of the priesthood is in a great need at the moment, isn't it? So where do you go to encourage people maybe to think about the priesthood, for example, as well as religious life?
Well, I suppose by going out there and, you know, sort of giving people an opportunity to see that, the religious orders are there, what they're about. As I said, we go to sort of career fairs like Opportunities 2007, so that people are aware that, you know, the priesthood and religious life is there, that they're engaged, very much engaged in different kinds of work. And I suppose by actively inviting people. You know, but I also think that this is the responsibility of the whole Christian community, because again, that sense that we're all called together as a Christian community, and out of that Christian community comes the call to priesthood and religious life. So it's, of course, God ultimately calls, but also the Christian community calls people from within itself to provide these ministries that are necessary. So that's how, you know, I would see it.
Would you say that the scandals that have been in the news in the last number of years now have had a detrimental effect, or is it more society has just moved away from thinking of religious life as a way of life?
I'm sure the scandals haven't helped, you know, that has been certainly there. But I think also that, yes, society kind of has moved away from the idea of religious life. There are so many other choices available to people. People can do sort of other, you know, go on the missions, do things that they don't necessarily have to go into religious life or priesthood to do those things. So that is something that's there. But I suppose I would see that, you know, religious life and priesthood, there certainly in terms of religious life, there's never going to be huge numbers of people going into religious life. It's always going to be a vocation for the few. So I guess we shouldn't be too sort of upset or surprised that there are not that many going into it. It's always going to be, you know, the vocation of the few. So I don't think, and in the past that has been the case. You know, certainly in the, maybe in the last, say, the 50s, 40s, 30s, there were huge numbers entering religious life. But that wasn't the norm. In the past, there weren't that many people. It's always going to be a very sort of, minority vocation, if you like.
And if people want to get more information, Frances, you have a website and they can get something through that.
We have a website, vocationsireland.com. And, you know, if they want more information about the religious orders, certainly we'd be very happy to provide that. And also the Dublin Diocese, and each diocese in the country has a website, and the information on the diocesan priesthood can be accessed there.
And finally, 2008 is going to be an important year, isn't it? Because there's a lot happening that you're going to be part of.
Yes, we're hoping to have, in conjunction with the religious and diocese and other people, to have a year of vocation to sort of link in with the World Youth Day in 2008-2009. So hopefully there'll be lots of things happening. And again, you know, it will again be sort of widening out the whole idea of vocation and call.